One in four women will develop osteoporosis, a decrease in the amount of normal bone mass. This is Health Matters for Sharon Hospital. I'm Dr. Jared Zellman. From this mostly silent epidemic, nearly 50% of all women over the age of 50 will suffer an osteoporosis-related fracture, commonly in the bones of the back, hip, and waist, and wrist. Sorry, Marshall, and wrist. Osteoporosis most often occurs in women after menopause, when the protective effect of estrogen on bones decreases. In addition to advancing age, other risk factors for the development of osteoporosis include inactivity, low calcium intake, smoking, alcohol abuse, excessive caffeine intake, and long-term steroid therapy. New diagnostic equipment is now available that can measure bone mass or density. Preventive measures include regular exercise, especially weight-bearing and aerobic activity, a diet adequate in calcium, quitting smoking, of course, and consideration of hormone replacement therapy. Diagnosis of and therapy for osteoporosis should be discussed with your healthcare provider. Luckily, there are more options available today than there were for our grandmothers and great-grandmothers. And that's today's edition of Health Matters. I'm Dr. Jared Zellman for Health Matters.